Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
It's like having a child when you write a book. You're so excited. And so I cut the tape on the box. I open it up. I look at the cover. Oh my gosh, this is beautiful. I open it up. I'm like, dedication to my wife, Tina. Wonderful. Great. And I'm looking through and I get up to step 8 or 9 and I go, there aren't that many pages left. 10, 11, 12, the end. Uh-oh. Pull into the breakdown lane. Calling Scotty.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real, which is all of us, isn't it? Today, I'm joined once again by Steve Gamlin. Steve's worked in radio for decades, and he's dang good at it. Before I hit record, he promised me I wouldn't have to do any editing. And once again, he delivered. His episodes are incredibly easy to edit. It's fantastic. He was also featured on episode 79 of Broken Bulbs, so be sure to check that out too. Despite all this awesomeness, he also published a book missing 8 chapters. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Steve Gamlin, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Oh, yeah. Nothing like bringing up all these broken stories. But here's the cool part, and this is what I love about our conversations, is we don't leave them broken. We find a way to fix them and bring some light to it, which is very, very important. So, yeah, I'm ready.
I love that. Yeah, it's exactly what we're doing here. And today specifically, we're talking about quite the gaffe. You published your first book missing like a huge section of it. 8 chapters specifically. This is crazy. How did you miss this? Walk us through the story. What was going on?
Yeah. In advance, the moral of this story is surround yourself with the best people you can to make sure that all the boxes get checked and all the details get taken care of. This is my first personal development book. And it started off as an idea where people were saying, you know, Steve, I love your little quotes and I love the messages and the calls to action, which we call motivational firewood. And they said, why don't you just write a book someday and put all your favorite ones there and make it like an action guide? And I thought, well, that's cool. So I put together 20 of them that I really like, some of my favorite quotes from throughout history, and then the piece of motivational firewood. It's my thoughts on it, and then a call to action, success journal pages so people can write down what they did, and it's, I'll call it 20 to life in a good way. It was originally going to be called 36 to life, but I ran out of ideas at 20. So I said, 20 to life, and then somebody goes, oh, like a prison term. I said, yeah, but in a good way. Like 20 positive steps. So I had a buddy of mine who was a graphic designer. He did the cover art, the front and the back. It was like a brick wall with prison bars broken out of it. And it was symbolic and it was gorgeous. And another friend of mine back in my stand-up comedy days, he works for a big printing company down near Boston. So I reached out to him. Hey, Scotty, I want to have you print my book. Okay, great, good. Send us all the files. So I did. Formatted it. It looked beautiful. He said, all right, we're going to send you the PDF. You just say, okay, and we'll go to print. And it's $1,600 for the first 1,000 copies. I said, no problem. So they sent me the PDF and I looked at it. I said, oh, front cover, beautiful. Dedication to Tina. Oh, great. Love it. Da, 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 da. And I don't know if the phone rang or a squirrel ran by or whatever, but only a few chapters in, I stopped looking at the proof. And then I said, oh, wait a second. And I zipped right to the bottom of it. And I saw the back cover of the book. And I go, perfect. Hit send. And by the way, that $1,600 was actually my estimated tax payment for that quarter to the IRS. And I thought, no problem. Because they said they didn't take credit cards. So I said, okay, I've got this $1,600. Well, it's due in a couple of weeks. But if I get the books quick enough and sell them, I can put the tax money back and make my tax payment.
You're really betting on a lot here.
Oh my gosh. All my horses were just all racing towards the same cliff. And I sent the PDF back. I said, approved. You know, that was easy. And about a week later, Scotty calls up and he says, hey man, your books are ready. Oh, they're gorgeous. He goes, I'm not going to be here today, but if you, you know, show up around 3 o'clock, it was a Friday afternoon, come down here, get them, give us your cash, and then they're all yours. So I went down, got to the loading dock, got 8 cases of books. My car, my little car at the time, is all weighed down. And I'm sitting in bumper to bumper traffic because Friday afternoon, just north of Boston, forget it, it's a parking lot. So after sitting for 10, 15 minutes, I had this great idea. Hey, why don't I open up one of the boxes and look at my books? It's like having a child when you write a book. You're so excited. And so I cut the tape on the box. I open it up. I look at the cover. Oh my gosh, this is beautiful. I open it up. And I'm like, dedication to my wife, Tina. Wonderful. Great. And I'm looking through and I get up to step 8 or 9 and I go, there aren't that many pages left. 10, 11, 12, the end. Uh-oh. Pull into the breakdown lane, calling Scotty. I go, Scotty, I was just at your place. He goes, hey, the books look awesome, huh? And I said, oh, they look great. There's 8 chapters missing. He goes, no. I said, yeah. I said, it's called 20 to Life, and there's 12 chapters. I said, there's 8 chapters missing. He goes, guy, no way. And so I had my laptop with me. I opened it up. I opened up the proof, and I said, Scotty, I can tell you right. Okay, how do we fix this? He goes, what do you mean? I said, there's only 12 chapters in the proof. And I said, it was okay. Well, we figured out what happened was I had attached all the files, but their person didn't scroll down and see the other 8. And so it was not their fault at all. 100% on me. So I said, how soon can we fix this? He goes, oh, we can fix it next week, but it's another $1,600. I said, Scotty, that was my estimated tax payment. And you don't take credit cards. So they bent the rules a little bit and they took a credit card. I got the other set printed 2 or 3 weeks later. But for that 3 weeks, I was the laughing stock and butt of jokes of everyone I knew because I told them what I did. And so many conversations the next couple of weeks started with, hey, hold on a second. Listen to what this idiot did. And I had to tell the story over and over. And finally, one friend of mine looked at me and he shook his head. He goes, you're a genius. And I'm just sitting there like a puppy. I go, I don't feel like a genius. Because you have 1,000 limited edition sample copies of your forthcoming book that you can give away. And people will be so excited and they'll love that story so much. And some of them will probably just feel bad for you. They'll ask where they can buy the real book. And it worked. By August, I had sold enough copies to pay for both printings. And it became, but in that moment, the biggest lesson was I should have paid more attention. I should have had my editor actually take care of that part of the process as well. And all the people around you will hold you up. You know, you're only as good as the strongest fence post on a windy day. And that was a Category 5, you know, mistake that came ripping through. But I learned that sometimes, and people always say, it sounds trite, make your mess your message. Well, take the worst thing you ever did or the worst perceived failure, whatever. Some of them really are failures. Some people say, there's no such thing as a failure. There's just a lesson learned. No, there's failures. But if you do learn the lesson, you get some good material and it helps you to overcome the failures. But the biggest thing is put the right people around you who've got the skill set and the dedication and the focus to actually help you get across every single milestone. And if you do screw up, and you're going to, make the redemption of it even better than if it worked properly the first time. You know, make that your triumphant when the music comes up and the clouds part and the angels go, ah, make that part happen. Don't just stay down in the tragedy. Don't just do what I did for a couple of weeks of just crawling into your basement recording studio and sulking for a little bit. You know, even now I tell it and I relive it and I laugh. I say, I can't believe I did that, but I'm so glad I did.
Make the most of it. And I almost think of it, you could have sold it as it's a metaphor for life. The other eight chapters are, you know, they're for you to figure out. It's a choose your own adventure.
If only I'd thought of that at the time, you know, the great invisible eight. You know, it's you, it's your journey. Yeah, I would put a picture of like a man with a beard sitting on top of a mountain saying the other eight chapters are waiting for you to write them. Oh, no, they were already written. I just forgot to include.
I love that. So surround ourselves with good people who know what they're doing and use their skills and try our darndest to do our best as well. And when we screw up, make it part of the story.
Own it every time. I mean,
I love it.
At first I was like, no, you guys didn't screw that up. I did. Okay. And how can we fix it?
And of course, at the end of every episode, I leave a moment for you to brag a little bit, because of course you're not leaving eight chapters out of every book you write and everything you make. So fill us in, Steve, where can we find you and what are we going to be looking at? What's working for you?
You can find all my stuff at motivationalfirewood.com, and that includes the reissues of several of my books with all chapters included. My editor was included on that process. So motivationalfirewood.com is where you can find it. And, you know, it's just the most authentic, genuine version of me that I can create. And if you do that every single day, you're going to find out that you're on a pretty cool journey. And, be yourself at all times and just let the world see that, and you get more attractive the more real you are, and it has nothing to do with your exterior. It's all about energy.
I love that. Well, I'm going to have links for all of your work down in the show notes so people can go and check you out. And with that, I just want to say thank you once again for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me. This is a blast. I love this. So thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. Surround yourself with great people. Find folks who know what they're doing. In my friend group, I'm the podcaster, and I have given plenty of friends advice on how to start their own show. I've got other friends who are good at other things too, who I ask for help for. Special thank you to Steve Gamlin for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including Motivational Firewood, which I've linked in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Doing that really does go a long way, and we're working towards getting 10,000 downloads an episode by the end of the year. We really won't be able to do it without your help. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson. The music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.